The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, June the 10th. We've got one topic today, and that is the Youth Empowerment Zone. We've talked about it several times on Radio Friends, but if you've not heard it, you're not familiar with what the Youth Empowerment Zone is, we'll try to make it crystal clear today. Lorenzo Lawson is with us. Good to have you here, Lorenzo
Lawson. Thank you.
Lawson. And you were the
executive director, yes.
Executive Director of the Youth Empowerment Zone. Tell our listeners what that is.
Well, the Youth Empowerment Zone is a nonprofit organization designed to help at-risk youth turn their life around, in a nutshell, to become successful and positive citizens in the community.
How many at-risk youth do we have here in Central Missouri?
Now, that's a good question. We currently is serving over, I would say, between 200 and 250 youth.
200 to 250 kids you're helping out?
Some kind of way.
And that's not all of them.
That's not all of them.
Because there's no way that you can reach out to all of them. There's no way that you can make contact with all of them.
And when I say serve, it's, you know, we refer them to other places that might be offering something that they need, mm-hmm. or we help them get back in school. We help them get jobs. We whatever we can do, we try to help them get their lives turned around.
How do you make contact with the kids to start with? How do you go up to somebody and say, "Hey, you know what? We've got an organization here, and you're headed down a path that's not in your best interest. We want to help out." Do you say something like that, or do you have to approach in a different way?
Well, actually, in the beginning we did. We started in 2004. But we are such a small organization that we don't even have to advertise, because of what we have done in the past have preceded us, and the young people themselves refer other young people to our program, and they know that which young people that we are in empowerment program, which means when a kid come to that fork in the road and they do not want to go down the wrong path, but just don't know how to go down the right path, then they come to us and we can help them go down that right path.
Okay, so they've made the decision themselves.
Exactly.
But how do you reach out to somebody who hasn't made that decision and they're contemplating making that turn and going down the wrong way?
Well, and that's the key. That's the reason why I'm here. We're a small organization. We only have 5 full-time staff.
You're working with 200, 250 kids with 5 full-time staff?
We serve them.
Yeah.
Which means we have referred them or what have.
But that's not very many people.
That's not. And that's the key. We got to keep the population down of the kids that we truly, truly work with, because it takes a lot of resource. It takes a lot of time. You can't just get these kids in and think that you can serve them or get their life turned around in a week. Sometimes we got to find them housing. We deal with a lot of homeless kids. Sometimes we got to deal with court situations. Sometimes we got to deal with teenage parents. We got to work with their kids, get them in child care. In fact, we just started our own early childhood education component, because we do work with a lot of teenage mothers and teenage fathers. And one of the biggest obstacles is quality and affordable child care. So we started our own component. So we added another person in. Now we're looking for some funding to be able to pay her and make sure that we keep that going. Plus, we just moved into a larger building so that we can serve more.
Like, you've got your hands about as full as they can be.
Yes, but we got to do this. This is our city, and these are our kids. And as you're seeing, crime is rising. The kids are shooting and killing one another. And this is happening in our city, Columbia.
Right. And you hear it, you read it in the news, you hear it on the radio or television, something happening in California, something happening in Colorado, something happening in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. But we've got it happening right here in Columbia,
here.
Missouri.
Right here.
We've got a shooting on a semi-regular basis.
Exactly. Practically every morning you wake up, it just was one over the weekend. And these normally, and I'm on the mayor's task force against community violence. And one of the things that we have recognized is majority of these type of shootings or crimes are economically motivated, which means that these kids don't have a positive way of earning a living. Then they're going to turn to a negative way, stealing, robbing, selling drugs, or whatever they can do to earn this living. Well, we at the Youth Empowerment Zone, we give them job readiness training. We take them through a whole week to prepare them so that they can be a good employee, number one. And number two, we go to the employers and we say, listen, we're going to be there for that. If you take someone off of the street in this entry-level position, you don't have the support. So when that person mess up, you got to spend some more training dollars to get somebody in, whereas you can call us.
And you will come. Help.
Maybe be something simple as Johnny's uncle car broke down. He can't get to work on time no more. Well, we'll find transportation
okay,
for him.
Okay, so you're asking if you've placed somebody in a position.
Sure.
You're saying before you fire this kid, if you got a problem, come back to the Youth Empowerment Zone and we will help take care
yes.
of it. Because it's going to save you money not to have to go through training again.
Exactly.
You've got some really good ideas, and I wish you the best of luck with it. If people want to help out, either financially or by volunteering their time, how do they go about this, Lorenzo?
Well, we are located now at 1002 Fay Street, which is the Old Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And our telephone number is 573-256-1896.
256-1896. You can call that number. First of all, if you know somebody who needs assistance, mm-hmm. or you can call that number if you want to be of assistance, either financially or donating some materials or donating your time to help out.
Exactly. We also have a website. You can go and Google it. It's the Youth Empowerment Zone in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
And you'll pull us right up.
Yeah. Well, I know you're working very hard. I know you care very much about what you're doing. I wish you the very best. And I was hoping you would bring a youngster with you. Next time you come back, please bring, we'll get you on in summertime and you bring somebody
yes.
who can talk firsthand about
exactly.
what he or she is going through.
Exactly.
Okay. Lorenzo Lawson, thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow, Dave Mars, City of Columbia Water and Light will be on our program, directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser.